Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
John Cook with you until 6:30 this evening. A Limerick man who was told he would never be able to cycle again is taking on the Tour de Munster Bike Challenge to raise funds for charity. Conor O'Dea went from cycling competitively to being paralysed from the neck down after an accident 7 years ago. Tomorrow, he'll begin the 640-kilometre bike tour around the counties of Munster, and our reporter Una Kelly went to meet him as he made final preparations.
Okay.
Connor, are you ready for a spin?
Step one, shoes on.
Connor O'Dea and Paula O'Keefe are getting ready for a cycling training session.
Got him. Let me know that it's tight enough, Connor.
Yeah, keep going as hard as you can now.
Cool. Thanks.
Lovely.
Sport has always been an important part of Connor's life.
I was a Gaelic footballer all my life until I couldn't do it anymore. And then at the age of 38, I took up triathlon, learned to swim, and then for the next 20 years did triathlon and basic sprint short distances right up to full Ironman distances.
All right.
Now, helmet.
But in August 2018, Connor was out on a triathlon training cycle when a life-changing event happened.
Correct position. The funny thing about it, I have no memory of it, right? But I've pieced together what happened. I suppose the bottom line is there was a van that either pulled in for someone who was making or taking a call, and I ended up having an impact off the back of the van head first, and I was thrown out onto the side of the road. So anyway, I was whisked away to the local hospital. I was unconscious for 3 days. This was a Friday, I came to on a Sunday. And like I said, they didn't know whether I had a spinal injury or a brain injury. And then on Monday, they did all the relevant tests, and it was, I got the diagnosis of a spinal cord injury. Central cord syndrome. Right, so transfer from wheelchair to the unit. Just give it a pull.
At first, Connor was paralysed below his neck. While in Limerick Hospital, tiny bits of movement came back and he was transferred to the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dublin. He spent 18 months there working on recovery. He says he made a choice to stay as positive as possible.
I'm very lucky in the people I have around me and the supports I have around me. Another reason is that I had movement in my upper body and lower body going into the NRH. And to me, that was right. That's progress. And I'm going to the NRH and I'm going to spend whatever amount of time there making progress to try and improve. Look, I've always been a pretty positive type of person. And I just kind of, I think looking back at it, I kind of made a conscious decision that I just was going to think positive and not dwell in any negativity. And I had a kind of a mantra, so there's no point in looking backwards, there's nothing to be gained from it. And there's no point in looking too far forward either, because the further you look into the future, you know, the more negativity, the more possibilities there are for negativity. And so my little mantra was, you know, I'm going to, every morning I'd say, right, what can I do today to improve on what I did yesterday? The way I looked at it is I didn't think I had any other choice. It's all about little incrementals, and I'm happy with the incrementals. And that's all that matters. That's how I survive.
Right.
Now.
You ready?
And.
On three. One, two, three.
Oh, hold on. So it's a balancing act.
Now.
So I have to reverse into.
The trike.
The trike. Okay, and
one day a friend contacted Connor with an idea. He should get a custom-built trike to get back out cycling. With the help of local bike shops and charities, the idea became reality.
I tell you, the first time I got the trike and I went out my front gate there and turned down, I could feel the wind in my face. And that was a real sign of me, wow, okay, you're back on the bike. I never thought I'd get this feeling again. I'm not an emotional fish, but that was close to it, you know. It was incredible, you know.
Yeah. Oh, let's get feet into the pedals. Sometimes this can be a bit of an ordeal. And 1 foot in.
Connor is about to take on the Tour de Munster, a four-day, 640-kilometre cycle through all the counties in Munster. The event raises funds for Down Syndrome Ireland.
Now,
battery check. So the battery on this side here.
There's one button there, isn't there? Press that.
So press that, and there's all four buttons?
Yeah, all green.
Okay, and that automatically turns on.
Connor says it's easy to stay positive when he has the support of his friends, family and carers. Paula O'Keefe from Bluebird Care will be cycling alongside Connor during the event. She's known him since he was in the rehabilitation hospital in Dublin.
Connor is definitely unique. Connor was very so positive, I suppose, is the most prominent thing, or I suppose the most obvious thing to me was his positivity, or that's what stood out to me the most about Connor was his positivity. When I met Connor first, what he could do is very different to what he can do now. But when I did meet him first, he did say, I am going to walk again. So, OK, I said, let's try that. And it's just been, I suppose, loads of different milestones that Connor has met and surpassed. And then he just does more and more. So it's great to be part of that.
Has working alongside Connor changed anything in you?
Yeah, I guess like when I met Connor first, I wouldn't have been on a bike or I wouldn't have been sporty at all. And I signed myself up for a triathlon just chatting to him. He said, oh, you should try a small triathlon. So I did the Joey Hannon triathlon in Limerick. And he said, if you do the triathlon, I'll go and see you coming in on the finish line. So I said, OK. Now I had to learn to swim before I did it. So that was a bit of a challenge. But I said, look, if Connor can do what he can do, does, I can definitely manage to learn.
I am all set just to make sure all the lights are on now, front and back. So very important that we're seen. And we are ready to go.
While dealing with his spinal injury, Connor has inspired people to take up challenges and has raised significant funds for charities. But Connor wears those achievements lightly.
I do get told that by people saying that I am inspirational, but I don't see it as inspirational. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't changed. I'm the same Connor before the accident as the one after the accident. I'm still training away, I'm just doing different training. So I won't say no big deal, but that's the way I look at it. Now, if people want to take inspiration for that, perfect. But, you know, I don't look at myself in that light at all.
Okay, now here we go. I turned into the wind, it's in my face, and we're on our way. See you in 3 hours.
Maybe not 3 hours.
And that was Conor O'Dea ending that report by Una Kelly. Conor will begin the Tour de Munster tomorrow, which finishes in Cork City on Sunday. Gunairi and Bohorlath, Conor, well done and good luck to everyone taking part. And still to come on the programme, we're talking about keeping your dogs under control on the beach. Have you seen wardens patrolling bans this summer? Is it an issue for you? Or do you want to just take your four-legged friend for a walk by the sea? It's 51551 for your texts and 0870 32 32 32.